Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this carnage-filled Thursday night episode of the Draft Doctors. As always, I'm John Crockett, and joining me, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how are you, pal?
It's been a crazy, crazy day for me. Well, actually, the last couple of days. As you know, John, I've got two cats. There's Zelda Fizz and Daisy Fizz. And
yep.
Usually Daisy jumps on the bed around 6:30, wakes me up, because it's the cat's feed time. Now, my cats are indoor cats. Well, I woke up today, no cats. No cats inside. So
that's not good.
So we were pretty distraught, as you can imagine, because, like, Zelda was a stray, but Daisy's never been outside, the younger cat. And yep. Apparently Emma's mum came around last night. Obviously, I was down the pub with you. And, yep. Yeah, I didn't even twig when I came home because I just basically crawled into bed. And she's let the cats out.
Oops.
And, yeah, we found them 20 minutes later. They came running. But a lot of panic stations.
Oh, big time, especially seeing as Zelda is your one.
Well, she does rank higher than Baby Fizz, let's be honest.
Yeah, that was what I was implying.
Yeah, yeah. And also, the other bad thing, losing a Twitter poll again. God, just getting crushed.
That wasn't a losing, man. Come on, that was an absolute annihilation on the Team Biscuit part there.
Yeah, I got solidly crushed, like 88 to like 12%. Which I think is what the ratio is going to be of points scored in the Adelaide Gold Coast game this week.
Well, that's just going to be the first quarter. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they won't score 12. What was I on?
Yeah, that's right. But speaking of that, a lot of news coming out today. Well, we're going to start a lot of news. I suppose we'll start off from the sad news that everyone's probably heard. Ruffy, big Jared Ruffhead out indefinitely with that cancer scare re-emerging. Cancer is never a good thing, so we do hope Ruffy does recover and gets back to playing football.
Yes.
Also, in other devastating news, looks like Harley Bunnell's re-injured that calf of his, and he is out for the rest of the season. I would have thought people would have picked... Bunnell, what, second, third round, maybe fourth round, you would have thought there, Steve?
Oh, no, I think he would have been, like, late. I mean, probably in the first half of the draft, but probably, like, round 8 to 10, because he was coming in with the injury.
Yeah, that's true. So, people who might have spent their tickets, no good, gone for the year, so with the rest of the Fremantle team. And in other news,
Sorry, just to cut you off, to be fair, that's probably good news for the Bunnell owners, because they can free up that bench spot now.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, I think it's instead of waiting, hoping, you can finally just move on.
Yeah, it's still not good though, because you picked him up and you still want to see him play, but hopefully it hasn't affected your teams when you've drafted.
Yeah.
And in other news, just like the red-headed man, Tom Lynch, Josh Kennedy not on a plane to Adelaide tonight as he's to be with his partner who's expecting the birth of their first child.
And but you know what that means, Jono?
He's not playing.
No, it means go trade him because he's about to have...
Oh, baby swag week.
Baby swag. That's right.
But... they'll say that wasn't to be expected until round 10, which is next week, but obviously coming early, as some babies do, so all the best to Kennedy and his partner.
Yeah, look, we know Jimmy Bartel had a baby in the off-season. No surprise he's back to career-best form.
Yeah, I've got to admit, I was pretty wrong on that one. I thought his career was over when he got that knock in the head
baby
pre-season.
Swag. Baby swag.
Baby swag. He's just reinvigorated him, sorry. And... in other news, Ben Jacobs, the tagger from North Melbourne, out with a few weeks with a foot injury. So whoever North's got coming up in the next few weeks, the good players, side better relief, you will be able to play football.
Yeah, Carlton Mark Murphy, Bryce Gibbs, get around them.
Yeah, all good stuff there. But moving on now to the ins and outs for the week. Starting off with Friday night at the G, we've got Hawthorn and Sydney. Big in for the Hawks with Cirioli coming back in after that family, after his away with that family illness. Daniel Howe going out. For the Swans, Kennedy, McGlynn and Gary Rowan named for his first game. Out Towers after not kicking the ball to Buddy. And Papley with a shin. Hiscox, who I didn't even know was playing.
Yeah, some pretty fantasy-relevant players there.
Yeah, McGlynn, Kennedy. I've always liked to see Rowan have a good crack at footy. I reckon he can play.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's some wheels off the back line, which... You know, McVay's slowed down. We've made mention of that during the week. So, you know, that's one to watch, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. And on Saturday afternoon, we got the Collingwood and match with the Ghost re-emerging. Ben Reid in, Sinclair out after that concussion last week.
Yeah, the Pies pulled and the Ouija board out and summoned his spirits. That's good.
How much? What sort of price are they going to pay for that to get a quality defender in for the Pies for at least a couple more weeks?
Well, I reckon Nathan.
Did they sell their soul to the devil?
Well, that happened when Eddie McGuire took over. He is the devil.
Fair enough.
Did you see they've got a netball team now?
Oh, yeah, and the jokes have been coming thick and fast for Travis Cloak. Put him at goal attack and hopefully he gets one goal in and all this sort of stuff. So, and Melbourne Storm too, which is weird.
Jesus.
In for Geelong, Hall and Smith for his first game. Out goes Ruggles. I thought Ruggles would do it right. But in the big game, that's going to be huge, huge, huge game for Gold Coast fans up there. V Adelaide.
Wait, you just move. Okay. Move straight on.
Yeah, well, there's not much there to talk about Hall and Smith and Ruggles.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. No fantasy relevance there.
No, but there's big fantasy relevance in this game. Out. G. Ablett, T. Nipples, A. Sard, T. Miller, A. Hall, and Brooksby. But, and also the Crouch brothers for Adelaide, both out. One omitted, one out with soreness.
Oh no. Where are their owners going to go find 55 points?
Oh, come on. That's overstretching. I thought it was about 45, wasn't it?
Oh, well, combined.
Yeah. But a couple of ins for the Gold Coast. Riskitaly playing. We all thought his season was done and dusted. We know he needs shoulder surgery. But it looks like he's just going to soldier on and hopefully doesn't do any more damage than already there.
Well, he was listed as 1-2 during the week, so that's a real surprise, I guess.
Yeah, because initial reports was the season, but I suppose they're going that bad and probably got no more players left available.
No, I think he was going to miss 3 or 4. There was a chance he could miss the season if he went for surgery, but obviously, you know, he's tough.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel great about owning him, though.
I wouldn't feel great about even putting him on the field, either.
He was doing a good job earlier, though.
And he was, yeah. And Dan the Man, Curry in, Davis, Russell, 2 metre Pete, and Tape, which all they need a lot of at the moment to bind them together.
Boom.
And in for Adelaide, Van Berlo gets a first crack at it. And Jared Lyons.
Yeah, Jared
was doing
Lyons
okay
has,
before he being.
Jared Lyons has some interest, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. He's doing okay before he was omitted. And moving on to the Port Adelaide v West Coast game. In for Port Adelaide, big, and I'm glad of this, Robbie Gray coming back from that hamstring injury. Out, your boy, Archie, who probably hadn't been kicking on as much as hoped.
Yeah, that was really disappointing, man. I mean, his first game in, he played pretty well, but just last week was just a horror show. He couldn't find it. So, yeah, really disappointing. I was really thought he'd take his chance, but anyway.
And at the moment, no chance West Coast, but watch this space with Josh Kennedy. Could be laid out.
Yeah.
And for North Melbourne v Carlton, in is the Burrito. Farron Ray, for his first game, he's been upgraded from the rookie list. And the other Frenchman, Taylor Dumont,
Trent,
with Jack going out, Ben Jacobs with that foot injury, and Mason Wood with that pretty severe concussion.
Yeah, that was a big hit. It's surprising to see Matt Jack out. I thought they might give him another run.
I think he kicked 3 or 4 goals, did pretty well around the ground. So, because there's been that lingering talk of Goldstein playing or something like that and could miss. So, very interesting there.
Yeah.
But in the big news, well, a couple of big news here. For Carlton, we know Cruz is out with his knee, Casbolt out with his leg, Jamison's out with an illness. We saw Cameron Wood get upgraded from the rookie list. We thought he was going to play. But the forgotten ruckman, Daniel Gorringe, will be stepping up to the plate this week, with also Jacob Wiedering, the salary cap players.
Yeah, I mean, Jacob Wiedering's even got some interest, for Supercoach draft defenders, I guess. He was putting some, he put some good scores together, but oh my God, what is Goldstein going to do?
Yeah, he's going to get the lube up, pull their pants down, and aim for penetration, I guess. Dan Gorringe, when was the last time he played an AFL game?
He played wing for the Gold Coast. Like, he played wing.
Like, oh, God.
He's... Oh, my God.
Cam Wood would be a better option right there.
Well, Cam Wood's in the emergency, so I don't know.
Okay, they might pull a bit of a Swifty come Saturday. Oh, no, well, this is a Saturday night game, so teams as named, I guess. Well, I suppose it can be laid out.
They can make it laid out, but I don't know. I'm putting the big C on Goldie, I know that much.
Oh, yeah. Load up, Goldie fans. Owners, load up. It says 5:40 here for the Richmond Fremantle game. I'm guessing that is Perth Western time, but...
Yeah, that's Western time.
AWST, which is Western time, so... In for Freo, Big Pav, who hasn't really been killing it. Tommy Sheridan gets another crack, and Zach the Man Dawson back in, with Steve Hill going out with that abductor, Sutcliffe out, so he should have been because he was horrible, and Mzungu, who Ross Lyon doesn't seem to like.
Yeah, it's actually, it's pronounced adductor. It's not, someone's not kidnapping his groin. Trying.
Oh, yeah. A D, not a B. I have very bad eyesight, even though I do wear glasses. I've always thought it was an abductor.
No, adductor.
Adductor.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, well, Hiller is out, which they thought he would have played, but nah. What a Fremantle got to play for.
My God, Tommy Sheridan. I hate seeing that name because he just... I feel like I'm about to be lured back into taking him like a child lured into, you know, someone's basement with candy.
You know, I was just thinking that exact same analogy.
I'm glad I'm nowhere near
but you. Beat me to the punch. You're the one who said it.
Oh, well. Yeah, but I was doing it in comedy. You were doing it from a dark place.
No, I have a light on and Seinfeld playing in the background on mute. but in for Richmond, the Lambo, Kane Lambert back in a little bit earlier than we thought. And Trent Cotchin, the captain, back, and apparently he's going to be wearing the helmet a la Mark Murphy.
Well, you know, have Carlton lost since Murph went to the headwear?
They have not.
They have not. They didn't win when he was...
They have not.
I mean, look at it. I mean, sometimes your hair game just got to go out the window, and you get your helmet game on, and your team goes well.
Man, but Trent Cotchin's hair game is the bomb. It rivals Paul Ruse.
Trent Cotchin's hair game is the bomb, and it's the GOAT. It's absolutely the GOAT. But I'm pretty sure that the hair caused his broken cheek. The crushing weight of all the product in that
hair. Just the weight of it?
Yeah, just the solid weight of all the product in his head has weighed down, and his face just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, that's true. So now he's got that support. All good. Doesn't even have to put the product in. All good.
Yeah.
With
Kane Lambert, that's interesting for fantasy players.
It is an interesting one.
I'd pick him up. If I needed a forward, I'd pick him up.
Well, I certainly need a forward in our league of records, that's for sure. And Daniel Rioli out with a family illness, and Corey Ellis out with soreness. And moving on to the Sunday game, Melbourne v. the Lions. In for the Lions is Jack Grimes, Newton Kent, Neil Bullen and McDonald. Out Salem, who we spoke about earlier as maybe a waiver pickup, and Neville Jetta, as we know, suspended.
Yeah, old Grimey gets a crack at, well, maybe. It's yeah, Salem. Jesus Christ, come on.
This is a perfect opportunity for him to shine.
You know what this game is, Jono? This is Baby Fizz's first football game. She's going to the game.
She's going to the game?
Yeah, with Mrs. Fizz, well, they're going down to the game.
Well, they're in for a treat because there's a possibility, just a slight possibility, they get to see Trent West line up for the Brisbane Lions this week. Oh. He's been named on the interchange.
No, he's on the field.
Can you believe it? He's on field, is he?
He's on the field. He's named in the forward pocket. I know that doesn't mean anything, but Jesus Christ.
Trent West, where have you been? Oh, my God. Other ins for the Lions, Matheson, Payne, McStay, Robertson, Jansen, Hipwood, Freeman, and Evans without. Darcy Gardner with a finger, Dane Beams with a knee, Clay Beams with a groin, Green, Paparone, and Walker out as well.
That's just a line change in hockey.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, and for the Bulldogs v Greater Western Sydney, no outs as yet for the GWS, with Toby Green named on the extended bench, Sam Reed and Tomlinson, with Jack Redpath and Matthew Boyd both suspended. Named on the extended interchange is Kieran Collins, a gorilla of a defender, so hopefully he gets a first crack at it. Only 18 years old, but he looks like he's about 30. Kobe Stevens, Lin Jong, Mitch Honeychurch, and Will Minson, also named on the extended interchange. So some big, big, big fantasy relevance there.
Yeah, I was interested. I like Kieran Collins in the preseason. I thought he showed a little bit. So I'm actually surprised it's taken him this long to get a crack. But, you know, whatever.
Well, Marcus Adams has been going so well, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
So I'm very excited to see this guy, especially as a Bulldogs fan. And moving on to the last game of the round, we've got St Kilda v Essendon with Jack Loney, the only omission so far, with Sam Fisher, McKenzie, McCartan and Holmes, who also was upgraded from the rookie list this week and on the extended. And for Essendon, out, surprise, surprise, Nathan Grimer out with a hip. In Gwilt, Merritt, Gleeson, and Sam Michael, the former Brisbane Lion player, if he did play a game.
Yeah, I mean, if I needed a late pickup, you know, Gwilt might be someone I'd look at. I don't know. There's not a lot of fantasy interest for me in that game. Of the internets. Nah. Yeah.
I would say Gwilt would be the only one of semi-relevant, I would think.
Yeah, maybe Sam Fisher if you're on, or Jackson Merritt, I guess, as well, but on the extended bench, who knows? Yeah.
Well, there was a rumour going around a bit earlier that Zach Merritt, his brother, was hurt himself at training, so also could be another one to watch out for. He could be a laid out.
Yeah, they were mentioning that, so, you know, make sure you have cover people for Zach Merritt. Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to have any cover in regards to salary cap formats this week. It's just been carnage.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Sorry. But, yeah, pretty much. But moving on now to our captain's lounge. We're going to go through who we think are some good captain's options that are not your Patrick Dangerfield, Todd Goldstein, etc., etc. And I'm going to start it off with this Collingwood bloke. He's only averaged 93 in Supercoach and 91 in Dream Team against this team, but his last five against them in Supercoach is 111 and 110 in Dream Team. It's still side bottom.
Yeah, he's having a great season. Pretty high on steel coming into the year, but yeah. getting it done.
Bit of a rescue, but the numbers, but does like to play Geelong.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. My first one, actually going Dan Hannabury against the Hawks. Probably some people might be reluctant to play midfielders against the Hawks. A lot of midfielders find the pill against the Hawks. Hannabury's no exception. He's pretty handy at the MCG, having a great season. Obviously, he hasn't dropped below 100 in Supercoach, so I feel like that's pretty...
Well, 130-odd last week against the Tigers.
Yeah, so I think Hannabury, with the combination of Hawks and MCG, is pretty pretty good.
Yep. The next bloke I'm going to talk about, St Kilda captain Nick Riewoldt. Doesn't mind playing against the Bombers. In his last five against them, he's averaged 110 with a 114 overall in Supercoach. And in Dream Team, he's got a 105 average overall. And his last five is a 111 average. So lock him in. He's going to destroy the Bombers on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, you would think. You would think. It's going to take a lot for me not to captain him and go with Goldstein.
VC loophole, yeah. Even though we can't do it.
Yeah. my second captain again, Sydney player. It's JPK against the Hawks. He destroys against the Hawks. Career average is a 102 Dream Team and 117 Supercoach against them. And the MCG the last... Sorry?
So that's massive.
Yeah, huge averages against a good team, but JPK is a star. I know he missed last week, so you might be feeling a little bit nervous about him. Again, the MCG the last 2 years, he's really had some pretty great numbers. So I just think with... you know, I kind of wonder how confident Sydney are in Tom Mitchell. You know, it took him a while to break into the team last year. We saw, you know, him sitting out the key moments of the game, how they really feel about him.
Yeah, they've done it twice now. They also did with in the Brisbane game when the game went up for grabs too, and, yeah, the Richmond game. So, yeah, very interesting there.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like JPK is pretty safe, but if you don't have a better option.
my next guy is Nick Riewoldt's teammate, and that's Lee Montagna. Overall, he only averages 100 and in Supercoach 97 Dream Team, but his last five in Supercoach has been an average of 121. And in Supercoach and 107 Dream Team. So pretty good numbers there for Lee Montagna.
Yeah, you could really... Yeah, he's having a great season. You could throw a blanket over a few of those Saints guys. Like, I mean, you know, you could captain Jack Steven, I imagine, pretty easy. You know, the guys you mentioned. But, yeah, good call. My next guy
just
is...
Just hope he doesn't
Dustin...
play loose man defense.
Sorry?
Just hope he's not playing loose man defense like he has the last couple of weeks, but didn't really... it was a 103-point loss against West Coast, so it doesn't matter too much.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're in control of the game, he might not see as much ball, but who knows. My next guy is Dustin Martin against Fremantle. It's a team he plays pretty well against, believe it or not, with Fremantle being so defensive over the last few years. Dusty's score's been pretty good. Even knocked out some 140 sort of scores. Goes okay over in the West as well, which is great. I think the Tigers are up and about. I really think they're going to win this game pretty handily. So I got no qualms. And really, Dusty's rolling into some big form. Koch is back. Lids is back. So I think the Tigers are getting better, and Dusty's going to really start hitting the form I thought he would have rolled with from round one, to be honest.
Yep. Well, I was going to go with this guy, but he hasn't been named, so he's who cares? That was Michael Barlow. He's actually pretty decent against the Tigers, so I'll go to my last guy. That's Heath Shaw. Against the Doggies, the numbers don't really stack up here. I'm just being sarcastic, but 118 average in Supercoach overall, 102 Dream Team. Jeez. His last five. Now, this is his last five.
Wow.
126 Supercoach, 110 Dream Team.
Wow.
Yeah, that's against the Doggies. So if you're a Heath Shaw, lock it in.
Yeah, for sure.
Can't, Can't compete with those numbers.
Nah. My fourth guy, Joel Selwood against Collingwood, really burnt us last week. In a game he really should have taken by the scruff of the neck, I thought. I think this is a game...
Good call, Steve. Good call.
Well, I got Treloar right at least.
Yes.
I expect Selwood to bounce back. It's not like him to have two crappy games in a row. He has a pretty good record against Collingwood. So I got no issues with him bouncing back. Midfielders are generally scoring. I know Collingwood had a good game last week, but I think Geelong will just destroy him and Selwood will be at the front of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you don't really see Selwood have two poor games in a row, do you?
Yeah, it's pretty rare.
But, I'm out, dude, because, I did have Barlow, so no one's playing him this week.
Oh, okay. Well, I got my, as always, my last pick's my Smokey pick. I got two because I loved them both. I loved them both. I thought they were both great choices, but the numbers didn't stack up for one of them, believe it or not. And that's Nick Natanui against the ruck dynamo of Jackson Trengove.
Come on, Jackson's been doing pretty well against no ruck opposition.
Well, Jackson's been scoring well, but he's been getting beaten in the hitouts at a rate of about 8-2 or something like that, or 4-1, 5-1, something like that, something crazy. I think Steph Martin had 50 hitouts to his 12 when they played.
Yeah.
So I would imagine Nick Natanui should go absolutely ham against Port Adelaide. Nick Natanui has a crap record against the Power, though. Believe it or not. So, you know, probably not one for the dream teamers, but the super coaches out there, you know, realistically, he should go absolutely bonkers. But the data doesn't back it up.
Big time.
And the other guy is...
interesting.
And you know, it's not like they've had superstar rocks. You know, they've been rolling Matt Loby out there. And the other guy is a favourite of the show, and that's Donuts.
Oh, yeah. Good pick there. He's just been absolutely smashing it lately.
Yeah, that's Steve Motlop, for the people who aren't familiar with our man Donuts. He's just been on fuego lately as Australian commentators are catching up to what they were saying on ESPN about 15 years ago. And we know half forwards are generally burning against the Magpies, so put the two together, the super hot form of Motlop, the poor record of Collingwood against those half forwards, and you know he could really put up some great numbers again.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I got.
All right, that's all you got.
Yeah.
So, who are some of your late week pickups that you're looking at this week?
Any crow.
Okay.
Basically,
yeah,
any
pretty
crow.
Much.
Oh, sorry, I'll put a caveat on that. Not Nathan Van Berlo, because I hate Nathan Van Berlo.
Well, I suppose the number one player on the top of my list was he's in our league actually, in our listener league. Picked up by 79%. It's Josh Jenkins.
Yeah,
could be a great streamer this week.
Yeah, for sure. You know, really, any crow. Forwards, I put down Mav Weller. I thought, you know, he's probably available in a fair few leagues going against Essendon. I think he should do pretty well. And Ben Brown?
Yep.
Especially with Majak out, I think, you know, the tall forwards could really really take advantage of Carlton.
Yeah, absolutely. But Wiedering back, I suppose he'd go to Waite or Petrie, you would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, it's probably hard to say who he'll go to, and that sort of leaves Ben Brown matched up on like a Simon White type, and holy moly.
It's Brown time.
Yeah, that's right.
I did have, I wrote this down, I obviously did research earlier before the show, but I did have Mad Jack. I thought he would have been great against Carlton, to be honest, but obviously Chris Scott or Brad Scott doesn't see it that way.
Yeah, I had to spell his name out too.
But if you're looking for a bit of a defender option, this guy's only in 31% of Ultimate Footy teams. It's Nick Haynes for the GWS. Only played the three games. He's actually scored pretty good in both formats. In that 75-80 score mark. So with that depleted defenders pool this year, could be a good pickup.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. He was really on the radar about two seasons ago before the emergence of Zach Williams and Wilson. But yeah, I like that pick. For my defenders, I got Garrick Ibbotson. He might be in some pulls. Not really sure, but I expect the back line of Fremantle to be seeing some work.
Under the siege.
Yeah, just seeing work down there. And Brad Shepherd for the Eagles, I think. Port's forwards aren't exactly the most defensive-minded players. Old Chad Wingard lays one tackle every year. So he's someone who I think could potentially score okay if you needed a fly.
And another guy I got in defence is, I spoke about him last week as well, Zach Tui in 42% at teams. Probably more relevant for your super coach than your dream team because I did stream him last week and almost tunned up for me with a nice 97 against Port Adelaide and probably going to expect that to continue against North Melbourne.
Yeah, it's an interesting... Zach's capable of anything. I have a couple ruck choices. I got Zach Smith for Geelong. I think he might be an interesting choice. Curry for Gold Coast against Sam Jacobs. Teams are actually, you know, rucks are scoring okay against Jacobs and going Salford. Curry scored 90s last time he played, which is okay. And
yep.
Matt Leuenberger actually for Essendon. Rucks are scoring pretty well against St Kilda too. If you're really, like, I know, you know, if you're one of those ruck struggling teams, it wasn't great this week with Cruiser going down. So Leuenberger might be someone, you know, I probably wouldn't feel great about it, but, you know, he could score some 80s above.
Yeah. And if you believe in the Western Bulldogs curse against Ruckman, pick up Roughhead Campbell or if he's playing Will Minson.
Oh, my God. If I picked up Will Minson, I might have to shoot myself.
He's only going to play the one game and then we won't see him until we play Adelaide in the finals, maybe.
God, Will Minson, what happened?
All Australian one year, dropped the next.
Yeah, you see, again, we've got to mention that that ruck curse of rucks going up against the Bulldogs. You know, I wouldn't feel great if I was the Mumford owner. So, interesting.
And in our league of records, I'm playing... my brother, who has Shane Mumford this week, so...
Yeah, you get all the luck.
All the luck. And also, if my salary cap form curse continues as well, each week I pick up a player, I bring in a new player, they score terrible. Like, last week, I brought in Callum Ward. Yeah, and they scored 83. Sorry, people. But this week, I brought in Heath Shaw, and I'm now saying name him captain. So, but that could change with all the carnage that has happened.
No one gives a rat's ass about your team, Joe.
Nah. But a couple of midfielders, both Hawthorn players. I've got Hartung and Langford. Just a nice contested game against Sydney. Both of them should be pretty good, I reckon.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's got some merit. I got
especially Langford, who doesn't mind a bit of a contest.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Liam Shields is in there rolling about 20 tackles a quarter, so... yeah, we'll see. And again, for the late-week pickups, we'll be tweeting out the champion data info, the matchup info, which is really helpful. And if you're not following champion data, they put it out every Friday, and it gives you the best matchup advice and statistics if you need a late pickup.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you hear it, but on Thursday afternoon when I drive home from work, they got Luffy and what's his name? The other guy used to play for North Melbourne from Champion. He worked for Champion Data now, but Kingy. Yeah, they got them on SEN. They just go through all the stats and that, so it's really good listening if you get a chance to listen. It's 4 till 5 on Thursday afternoons, and yeah, they just go through the stats and could help you out. Who knows?
Mm.
Any questions this week, Steve?
Yeah, we have a pretty interesting question. It's something we get asked quite a lot. So I think at this time of year, it's always good to have a bit of a refresher of things. And it's from our man, Shaki Chan. and he just asks about any tricks in regards to getting trades done. We know if you're not trading, you're not trying. And sometimes there's people who won't trade. Sometimes there's guys you want and you just can't get them. So is there any tricks you can think of, Jonah, that could help out some of the listeners out there?
Basically, if you want to get, if you are going to put an offer forward to say, hey, look, I have an offer for you, make it the best one. People will respond to that. It's like, hey, I've got, here's, this is my offer, take it or leave it sort of thing. People might respond to it. They're not going to respond to crap, for a better word. So if you want a good player, offer up good stuff. Otherwise, yeah, don't even bother offering crap. It's not a face-to-face negotiation where you can just go to and fro. Like, a lot of people work and whatnot, so it could take a bit longer to do a negotiation. But yeah, just put your best offer forward.
Well,
what about you, Steve? What are your?
I wouldn't even say you don't have to put your best offer forward, but put something really reasonable together. At least it has pieces you can discuss. Like, they might go, "Hey, this is an interesting piece, but I don't like this piece." Well, then you got something to work with.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
There's some things I think you can do. I mean, let's say you really wanted a player. I mean, if someone came, like, every player I have is tradable because I like to trade. But some guys, you know, here you go, Johnny. Well, even better, I've got Jason Johansson in my team. Now, I know he's injured, but, Cade Simpson, there you go. That's probably a better option. It's a defender averaging 106. I'm really not going to give him up unless the offer's mind-blowing. Maybe someone's a Hawthorn fan and they have Sam Mitchell and you're trying to trade him. Well, maybe they don't want to get rid of Sam Mitchell. Maybe they really enjoy watching him play. You know, sometimes you just can't get someone. But if I was talking tricks, don't hassle them. Throw out really good pieces. Ask, hey, are you willing to deal? What do you need? Ask pertinent questions about what they need for their team. And, you know, if you're in a league with mates, you know, maybe kick them a six-pack. I don't, you know, there's nothing against that.
No, nothing at all. Just that deal sweetener. So yeah. How many six-packs have you given to people in your trades in our league of records, Steve?
Well, if you look at my trades, they generally end up with egg on my face anyway, so...
Oh, yeah, because I've got Todd Goldstein in my team. Oh, I'm crying.
Hey, who's in that trade? I've given up the best player.
Who did you give up again? I forgot.
I gave up Montagna, and Montagna's outscoring Goldstein since I've done it.
Yeah, I reckon you bought that former Goldstein owner some tickets to Gabs this weekend.
But look, you know, okay, here's another thing. Go find a guy who's lost a couple games in a row. Find a guy who's down near the bottom of the ladder. They'll need to make some changes. Find a guy who's got injuries, okay? If you've got it, there's generally going to be one or two teams in the league that's just getting smashed by injury. Well, go, if you, it's really hard to trade a gun, but let's say
find someone with position weak. So you could be forward weak, whatever. And if you've got a plethora of that, look to bolster that and take one of their guns from their strong position.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, say someone's got been crushed by injury. Say they've had three season enders. Like, they've got Beams, Johansson, and...
Rocky.
Yeah, something... Well, season enders. Higgins, all right?
Yeah.
But maybe they've got a piece you really like. Maybe they've got Pritis. Go give them a couple of players. Like... Give him an okay defender like a Shannon Hearn plus a Mark Murphy. Get it done. Someone who's undervalued as well to get as a steak knives back. Like, we always talk undervalued players on the Trade Target show, like we mentioned Bruce. You know, he'd be a great steak knives back because he's someone you can play. So just make it if really don't get frustrated if trades can't happen, because you know, no one has to trade at the end of the day.
Yeah, and if they reject the first one, think of something else up, coming from a different angle. Who knows? They might take it that way as well. So don't just be disheartened by the first rejection. Look at it from a different angle, come up with a different solution.
yeah, there's you know, trading can be easy sometimes, but you know, you might offer what you think's a great deal, but maybe the person you're trying to trade with thinks someone else in your team's a better fit for their team. So you can just have a conversation where they go, okay, well, get rid of him and give me him. But if you don't offer decent pieces, no one will take you seriously for starters, which is the worst thing.
Yeah, that's right. And then if you keep doing it, part of the trade with you, and then eventually no one will trade with you.
Yeah, and getting blackballed from trading is the worst.
Yeah, especially if your injuries mount up and you're stuck with, you know, underperforming pool players.
Yeah, and if you're looking for... We're putting out a column each week. It's called A Dozen Deals. You can find it at adozendeals.blogspot.com.au, and we just talk about guys to buy who are undervalued at the moment and guys who you can sell who are high or pick up out of the pool or drop. So there's 12 transactions a week we talk about. So, you know, this week we're talking about picking up Brody Smith because he stunk it up last week. Well, now's the time to get him. He might be scoring poorly because Laird's out. You know, once Laird comes back in a week or two, so you're buying him at a really low value, but otherwise he's a good player.
Yeah, absolutely. Being All-Australian will get you that 85-90 average, which we all dream of in our defence at the moment.
Yeah. So I mean, to buy a gun at the top is crazy. Like, you're giving up way too much, and you kill your depth.
It's all about the real estate. I look at it in real estate terms. You know, sell high, buy low. If you look like that, then you can get some good deals done.
Yeah, you just got to really be realistic about what you're trying to get done, and not get too upset. Like our man was saying, he really wanted to try trade in Tom Mitchell, giving up whatever his piece was. Well, maybe the person doesn't like that piece. It's their call. If they don't like him, they don't like him.
Yeah, that's right. Like, yeah, exactly right. Like, there are just players that people don't like in the league, and that might have been it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of players I'd, you know, try to not have in my team for whatever reason. So, you know, that's just a personal thing. But, go for the weak. Go for the guys who are struggling. Attack the weak teams at the bottom of the ladder. Attack the injury-plagued teams. Yeah.
And, yeah, also teams that are weak in certain areas, like they might not have a gun ruck. We know Steph Martin hasn't been exactly killing it. You might be lucky enough to have Goldie and Sanderland sitting on your bench, so you could offer up Sandy in a week or two when you get some value up.
Yeah, that'd be... geez, you'd love to have that pair, wouldn't you? Especially if you drafted no rucks.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Hey, you end up with two of the best ruckmen.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's the way it goes sometimes. But
yes,
it
does.
If you would... Yeah, absolutely. That's right. I'm happy with my Coniglio pick as my last pick.
We're talking about our own teams too much. No one gives a shit. But this is something people should care... This is something people should care about, right, Jono? Last night, you know, we go to the RSL, and I always get a Palmer. It's Palmer night at the RSL. $12 Palmers. And there is nothing, Jono, that infuriates me more than when they put the goddamn Palmer on top of the goddamn chips.
It's un-Australian. It should be illegal. That's what it should be. Whoever our next Prime Minister is going to be, should be a law that you cannot put Palmer on top of chips.
Wait, what is going on? Do they not know that, like, the chips sweat and they get soggy and they lose their crunch? I mean, what is going on? If anything, they should be putting the chips on the Palmer.
Because all the flavour just drips into the chip. Like, it happens all the time.
This is garbage. Anyway.
People need to be... If you're in hospitality, don't put the Palmer on top of the chips.
Yeah, and you know what? Because I've been absolutely crushed in the last two Twitter polls, this is our new Twitter poll. What do you think of chips under the Palmer? I'm desperate for a win, Jono.
This is just a lay-down there for Steve. He needs a confidence builder, so we'll give him this one. Next week we'll come back strong and we'll think of something else to destroy his confidence.
I can't believe you're pro Palmer on chips. That's unbelievable that you've taken that side.
I'm not. I agree with you. You don't. No.
Anyway, that's our new poll. That's our new Twitter poll.
That will be our poll. If this is not 100% to zero, there is something wrong with these people in Australia.
Or someone's just trolling us if they vote. for the
party. Yeah, there is that too.
Yeah. Well, next poll. The next poll is going to be something about Ted Mosby, because I watched a couple episodes of How I Met Your Mother lately, and I freaking hate Ted Mosby. So we're going to get something.
I've seen every episode, and I hate Ted Mosby.
Yeah, how can anyone stand him?
No, he's the worst.
Yeah, so I've got to put up something about Ted Mosby. Compare him to like Hitler or something. Something like that.
That's a bit harsh, Bill.
Well, you say that, but is it really?
Yeah.
We've got to cut this short. Now we're just rambling crap.
Yeah, we are rambling crap. If you would like to follow us on social media, you can hit us up on Twitter at The Draft Doctors, or head over to Facebook, where we are facebook.com/ The Draft Doctors. Hit the like button there. Please leave us a question or a comment on how we can improve the show, or leave us a review and hit the 5-star like button. We'd really appreciate it.
If you guys leave us a review on iTunes, that's so good, and we'll definitely ask any we'll put any Twitter poll up if you get what was that Twitter poll someone asked us in a review? Was it about the couch? No, it was the tomato sauce.
Leather
one.
Couch or fabric. Leather or fabric.
No, Leather Couch Man left the review and he asked about the tomato sauce, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but then but the question was also leather couch or fabric.
Oh yeah.
So there's a Twitter poll.
Yeah, Twitter poll right they were hot. Hot Twitter polls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you've got a Twitter poll you want us to put up to the people, we're happy to put it up.
Yeah. It'll be... We love the Twitter poll. Man, I love these ones. This is fun.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're all about. Good luck, everyone, this week. Hopefully you have a win, not against me, but against everyone else. And we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out adozendeals.blogspot.com.au for transaction advice.
Definitely.
I'll see you guys.